listening to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast. I'm your hostess, Monique Ramsey, and today I'm joined by Brittany Haley. She is one of our wonderful providers in the med spa. So hi, Brittany. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So last time you were here, we talked about lasers. Now, today we're talking about a device, but it's not a laser, right? We're going to talk about Thermiva. Tell us about what Thermiva does and what kind of technology it uses.
Absolutely. Yeah. So Thermiva we classify it into our device type of category for treatments we do here, but it's not a true laser wavelength. It actually utilizes radio frequency, so electricity, heat energy, and it uses this in a temperature-controlled manner to convey our tissues up to this certain temperature that stimulates things to happen.
Interesting. So you said the technology behind Thermiva is radio frequency. So that heats the tissue to stimulate the changes that you're after?
Definitely, yeah. So in the studies that Thermiva has done, they show that in order to create a change in the tissue, you want to heat the tissue to a certain temperature. Mm. So the temperature that we set the machine at is 38 to 45 degrees centigrade. Once we hit that 40 range, we're in that temperature mode where we can promote blood flow to the area, where we can see those changes happen. Most of my patients have no problem getting up to even 45 or even 46 degrees centigrade. But as long as we can get them up to that 42, that's where the changes start to happen clinically. And the way they did the study, and it was a more recent study, it was done in 2018, with their sample pool, they actually did a little histology. So they took a tiny little punch biopsy in the tissue in the vaginal wall, and then they had the participants do the recommended protocol. So the protocol for Thermiva is doing three treatments that are 30 minutes each, a month apart. And then they measured their baseline 60 days, so 2 months after that third treatment. And they saw some really amazing, really cool changes in that tissue histology. They saw increased blood vessels, so increased blood flow to the area, changes in the dermal layer of the tissue. And interesting enough, they actually saw a new system in the nervous system. So they actually stimulated new nerve tissue to grow, which would show how it increases sensitivity. Mm-hmm. So all of the sample size they did showed improvements in one of these areas or more. So it can help with all those things a little bit.
So what are the main complaints that maybe the ladies who come to you have and want you to fix and that Thermiva addresses?
Now, this is a very, very popular procedure for our postpartum women. You know, when you've gone through this traumatic childbirth or even C-section, there can still be some changes there and things, you know, just aren't looking the same as they used to. Pre-pregnancy, you have some laxity, stress, urinary incontinence is a big one. Mm-hmm. And those are the two that I think that we see the most. And then I also have women who want to just increase lubrication, increase sensitivity, especially during the early menopausal period. Mm-hmm. I mean, I recently did a consult with a woman and she was having some issues there. And she's like, you know, I'm 65, like, I know I'm getting older, but I don't want this to be the end for me. Like, I'm feeling great. I'm looking great. I want to feel and look the same as I do down there as I do on the outside. Mm-hmm. And so this was just, you know, a slam dunk recommendation for her. It's a fairly easy treatment to do. It's quick. There's no healing time. There's no downtime.
Right.
It's very comfortable to perform and it works well.
Well, and I think that you mentioned earlier, because I was looking around the web and the only time I saw dissatisfaction is people who had only one treatment. And what you stressed earlier was it's not a one and done thing. It's a series of treatments done a month apart. They build on each other. And that then I think you were mentioning earlier before we started some really amazing satisfaction rates.
Definitely. I mean, the real self-satisfaction rate for Thermiva is actually 95%, which is very impressive. Mm-hmm. As with all non-surgical procedures, you know, we would love to have that one and done and have that be taken care of, but it just doesn't work that way. And it takes sometimes one or two treatments to see an improvement, especially if your concerns are a little bit more severe. Mm. You know, on the flip side of that, for some of my younger patients or some that are experiencing very mild symptoms, they do one treatment and they're thrilled. So that does happen too. It does happen. I've had that happen. And that's wonderful when that happens. And I love that. And I'm so happy. But that's not the norm. And most people who are experiencing symptoms enough to seek out a consultation, they do really need to do the full treatment protocol. So doing those three treatments a month apart, and then we do maintenance treatments every 6 months to a year to maintain those results.
That's great. So you said it can address more than one thing. If, say, stress urinary incontinence is a problem, but also maybe dryness is a problem, and maybe sensitivity is a problem. Do you tailor it for each patient depending on what's their biggest complaint, or does it hit all three or four things no matter what their complaint is?
I think with this procedure, you know, consultation and being able to talk about what's really bothering you and how we can address that directly is super important. So I do have a consultation with every Thermiva patient before we discuss these things. And then, you know, sometimes it's not easy to discuss these things. So we make it a very open, comfortable environment. I'm always very open and honest that I've had this procedure done and I know how it works and I've had babies and I know all of these things mm-hmm. too. And they happen to everyone. You're not alone. So for example, if a patient says, hey, you know, what I really want to focus on is the stress incontinence. You know, I'm jumping and I'm having urine leak and I've never had this before and this is a real issue for me, then we will focus where you need it. And so when I'm doing a treatment customized for that particular need, where I'm focusing the energy of the treatment time is in a specific spot. It's in the anterior wall of their vagina. So I'm actually going to spend more time in that area. I'll focus there. We'll make sure we do a little bit extra time there. We'll still address other needs as well. A typical treatment is 30 minutes. And typically for just an all over, you know, rejuvenation where I want to address a little of all those things, I'll spend about 10 to 15 minutes on the labia itself. So to provide some external tightening, we'll do a little bit of heat right over the clitoris itself to help with orgasms and increase sensitivity there. And then I'll focus the rest of the time inside the vaginal wall. I do focus a little bit on each wall of the vagina, but where all the most important things are for most people in stress urinary incontinence, as well as the G-spot, is in that front anterior wall. Mm-hmm. So the one in the very front. So typically I will start there, focus some time there. I'll do a little bit all over and then I'll end there as well. So they get a little extra treatment time in that area.
If you could describe for people the pain or not, or lack thereof, do you need medication during the procedure? Can you drive yourself? Tell everybody a little bit what it's like and what, and I think we'll have some pictures in the show notes of the device itself. And if you could just sort it so people can picture what's happening.
Definitely. And I just did that recording. And so we got a really beautiful shot of the device itself, kind of what the treatment room looks like a little bit. We do use some ultrasound gel for the treatment and we do have a warmer for it. So it's nice and warm. You don't have that cold splash of gel on you like when you get an ultrasound. And then you actually will get a chance to see the probe that we use for the treatment. It's a very specialized probe that is customized to do the treatment very comfortably. It has heat emitting from one side of the device where the radio frequency comes out. And so that's where we use to target the energy on the area that we're treating. And it feels warm. I typically will start by setting our peak temperature at a little bit lower rate to kind of warm the area slowly. And then once you're comfortable with that temperature, I'll usually put it up to the max temperature of 45 pretty quickly. So it's a pretty seamless transition. It feels warm, but it's not uncomfortable. Once in a while, if there is, you know, a little bit, if it's a little warm and I'll move on and I'll come back. So kind of spread it around a little bit. But I've never had anyone tell me that it was just super uncomfortable, that they needed anything else. So I'm just a gentle warming sensation. And surprisingly, and for the interior vaginal wall, you barely feel it. So it's a warm sensation, but it's not uncomfortable. And I think one thing that we do offer here that's really nice is it's normal to be anxious, of course, for any procedure, but especially with one in, you know, this sensitive as this area and this treatment. And so I have had patients in the past use our Pronox, which is a very, very light form of laughing gas that we do offer here at La Jolla Cosmetic. And you can use it for the treatment to help relieve anxiety. And this is something that it works quickly, works in a matter of seconds, lasts about 5 minutes. So you can drive yourself to and from the appointment. And it just helps reduce anxiety around the appointment, make it a little bit smoother. I haven't had many patients really need that, but for anxiety concerns, I think that it can be really helpful.
That's great. And I think that it's good for people to realize that, you know, you're having this, you have it 30 minutes, but you can go home, go back to work, go out to a party, and you could even have sex the same night. Is that right?
That is right. Yes. So the wonderful thing is that there's virtually very little downtime. There's no activity restrictions. Once the procedure is done, you can have sexual intercourse that night if you wish. You may have a tiny bit of cramping. That can be normal. Maybe once in a while, a tiny, tiny bit of spotting. That's unusual as well. And I almost associate the cramping as a good thing. You know, we know something happened. We know changes are taking place. We all remember our high school days when we had those horrible cramping periods. It's almost like you're bringing back some new life in there. Like, you know that there's changes happening. So not a bad thing.
Uh-huh.
And once that's not super common, I would say maybe 10 to 15% of patients do have a little bit of light cramping after that can be relieved with a little bit of Tylenol, ibuprofen if needed.
Okay. Now, who would not be a good candidate for Thermiva?
There are a couple of medical conditions that wouldn't make you the best candidate for a Thermiva treatment. And one of them would be something like a severe disease to the area. Severe lichen sclerosis would be a difficult treatment to do. Anyone who is having any sort of infection or active outbreak, UTI, that kind of thing, would not be good to do a treatment until that has fully resolved. And then anyone who had a really, really severe autoimmune condition where they didn't have maybe the same healing or they were taking some immunosuppressive medication wouldn't be our best candidate. But in reality, that's a very small percentage. Mm. Most people are great candidates for this procedure, and there's not a whole lot of contraindications.
Now, you said it helps with vaginal tightening and the tightening of the labia, like outside, but also inside. Are there some people who might think, oh, I can have Thermiva, and then you say, no, maybe you need surgery, or how do, because I know that some of our plastic surgeons do labiaplasty, do vaginoplasty, do some of the other feminine rejuvenation procedures. How do you know when you're a good candidate?
You know, with radiofrequency treatments, we will see some tightening, we'll see some smoothing, but what it can't do is it can't remove tissue. So when you are looking at the area, if you have tissue there, like this tissue needs to be gone, then it's something that probably you're going to be better off having that done with a surgical procedure. And so we do offer that here. We have surgeons who specialize in that here. And that's something where I would encourage them to do a consultation as well and see, and maybe something where we can do some even combination treatments. And if surgery is just out of the picture, if you're not an option, it will improve a little bit. And it's something that if you're not sure of, then I can always speak with you, you know, when we have our consultation or when we actually do our first treatment. What I typically will do is I'll do a photo for you, and I usually do it on your phone. So no one else has to see it, but it's on your phone, so you know. And we will look at it together.
Okay.
So that way we have a really safe way to talk about it together and limitations and when you may want to consider that.
Okay. Okay. Now, if anybody who's been listening to our podcast or known La Jolla Cosmetic, you know how much we love reviews. So I found a review from one of your Thermiva patients, and here's what she said. I'm a 39-year-old mother of three, and I've had problems with bladder leakage since my firstborn 5 years ago, something that I assumed was totally normal that I would have to live with for the rest of my life. I had three sessions of Thermiva done by Brittany, and I'm extremely happy with my results. No more bladder leakage. I'm very active, so this is life-changing for me. So she's happy not to be leaking anymore. What other kinds of improvements have you heard some of your patients describe after the treatment? Maybe something that they didn't even think would happen.
I think increased lubrication is definitely something that it helps with, that sometimes patients aren't even aware that that was an issue for them. And they notice a difference with that. And that's always really exciting when they get this extra thing. They weren't even that concerned. They're like, oh my gosh, wow, it's so much better. So that is one area. And then increased sensitivity. So increased sensitivity, like I was saying, that study that did show that there is neuroptysis happening. This has the ability to create new sensitive tissue there. So overall increase in sexual satisfaction.
Nothing wrong with that. That's a great bonus.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Yeah, for a completely a non-invasive treatment with very little downtime.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of women feel that way. Like, this is how it is. I have to live with this. And they're kind of have lost hope of that there could be something to make it better. And so I think that it's really great to get the word out there that there is something easy that will help, that's non-invasive. It doesn't involve hormone therapy. That's a big one for a lot of women these days who are experiencing those changes. And they don't want to do hormone therapy and the patches and that kind of thing. There is an alternative.
Yeah. And I've even seen some products online that you insert every day or every other day. And that's, I think that gets messy and none of us want to have to do that every day. And so this is a nice way to have your series of three. You're good for 6 months to a year or more, depending when you need it. You'll kind of know. If anybody's interested in kind of the surgical side of vaginal rejuvenation, we did do a Lady Bits podcast episode quite a while ago at the beginning of when we started. And that was really, really, it was our most popular episode at the time. So we'll put a link in the show notes to that. So lastly, what other treatments might be combined with Thermiva?
We are also a certified center in performing PRP for feminine and male rejuvenation here at La Jolla Cosmetic. It's a procedure we call the O-Shot, and they do talk about it in Lady Bits too.
Yeah.
It's a great procedure in combination with Thermiva though. So it can just kind of bounce upon hitting multiple things with one treatment or really maximizing results. So someone had some problem with it, achieving orgasm, reaching orgasm, and they really wanted to target that. I would say, okay, let's do Thermiva. We're going to focus on external. We're going to focus on internal vaginal wall, and then we're going to add an O-Shot too. So we're going to give that just a double whammy with O-Shot. We are doing shots of growth factors. So growth factors are stem cells that we take from your own blood. So there's very little contraindications. You really can't be allergic to them. It's your own blood. And then we are injecting them in a concentrated form into three areas. So we're doing one into the back of the clitoris. We do one into the urethral border, which helps with urinary incontinence. And then we're also doing some into that anterior vaginal wall where you have the G-spot and it's as well a further improvement with the urinary incontinence. So adding those two together is like home run. Really, really wonderful combination. And they can be done on the same day. So that has become increasingly popular over the last year as we're doing an O-Shot at the first Thermiva appointment, following up with the next to Thermivas, and then potentially for their maintenance treatment, doing that Thermiva with O-Shot, you know, once a year, once every 6 months.
Okay. Now, before we wrap it up, do you have an idea of the cost of the treatment?
I believe the price is, I think it's around $900 for a single, and we do offer a package, and it's beneficial for everyone to do the package. Once in a while, I do have patients who just want to try it. They're nervous. They won't do well with that. And that makes sense. But the package ultimately is what you'll want to do because you are going to want to do your three treatments. And then you're going to be in maintenance mode where you will need your maintenance treatments and they never expire.
Okay.
So we do offer that package pricing.
Yeah, I have here on our website, we do have for everybody a list of ranges of all the procedures that we do. So Thermiva, we have, it's $1,300 to $3,900, but for our GlamFam members, you're going to save a minimum of 15% because that's what you save, and sometimes more when you do a package. And then the O-Shot looks like from around $1,190 to $1,400, but again, it depends on whether you're a GlamFam member or not. So it's really, I think, especially with depending on what you need, we have financing. So it can be really affordable where you can just kind of slot in with a monthly payment and be able to enjoy your results as soon as this first night.
Absolutely.
Really, not maybe the first night on the first treatment, but they will build on each other. And that's something that people really love about that there's no downtime. So the last thing, when you talked about your consultation, so was that a Zoom consult? Because you were talking about photos, or are you in seeing them for consult in the office?
We are doing both. So I do virtual and in-office consultations. So it really would be about personal preference. If somebody had a concern where they were, you know, maybe considering Thermovivat versus a surgical procedure, I would encourage an office so that we can really evaluate and talk about the best plan together. And then typically for Thermovivat, I will do a phone consultation. So phone or Zoom. I do think patients like to get a feel for it, you know, virtually first. Talk to me a little bit, see what it's about, see if it's going to help them with their concerns, and just generally steer them in the right direction for whatever we decide the best plan is.
Great. Well, thank you, Brittany, for talking about this and, you know, sharing your own personal experience. And I'm assuming it was a positive help after your babies.
Absolutely. Yes.
So in the show notes, we'll have all the links for scheduling and financing, and I don't know if we have any before and after photos of Thermovivat, because it's not necessarily, do we have a few?
We actually do. Of course, you know, at being an intimate nature, those aren't going to be on our website, but we do have some before and afters.
Okay.
And they can be sent through our patient coordinators.
Okay. Okay.
So we do have those available.
All right. Perfect.
And they're wonderful.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Yeah. And then lastly, if you love our podcast, we would love to have you write us a review on Good Pods or Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you watch your podcasts. And thanks again, Brittany, and we will see you all next time.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Take a screenshot of this podcast episode with your phone and show it at your consultation or appointment, or mention the promo code PODCAST to receive $25 off any service or product of $50 or more at La Jolla Cosmetic. La Jolla Cosmetic is located just off the I-5 San Diego Freeway in the ZyMed building on the Scripps Memorial Hospital campus. To learn more, go to ljcsc.com or follow the team on Instagram at ljcsc. The La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast is a production of The Axis, THEAXIS.io.